Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Switching gears, as I will, this morning I was reading on the internet, looking through some stories, and then all of a sudden, guess which team pops up as the leading team for recruiting for class of 2019? The Florida State Seminoles. And I'll tell you, all those people over the last couple of years, the Seminoles are going down. They're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. They had a quarterback last year to add some confidence, and they would have been 2, 3, 4 wins better. Nobody knows Florida State better than Chris Knee. He joins us as well. And not only that, he'll talk a little bit about some of the kids, some of the residuals, some of the players who visited the spring game this past weekend. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. And I know Seminole fans were worried for a minute, but they don't have to worry anymore.
No, I mean, the logo is always going to carry weight, and I think they got a coach in there who knows what he's doing, both as a recruiter and as a head coach.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do, I mean, it happens here, it happens in Gainesville. Whenever there's something that appears to be negative, it's the worst. I mean, it's always going to be the worst. There's never any in between. It's always going to be the worst. And I was telling Josh Newberg, I said, remember last year when we were at Under Armour, all those young kids, all those class of 2019 kids at the time who were FSU commits. And I said, and they didn't waver at all. I said, that's what you're talking about. And look at some of the depth that's now playing. Oh, I forgot him, and I forgot they had him. See, that's what happens at Florida State. When you recruit as well as they have for so many years, there's bound to be a bunch of kids left over at the end that are mature now, bigger, stronger, and quicker, and it's starting to pay off. And not only that, is the recruits, the 20, 21 kids are starting to think that way too.
Yeah, as a whole, the program's really in a pretty good state. They're been at some positions on the current roster, but the recruiting's been good enough where, you know, it's not a rebuild.
You know, Chris, when I take a look at, you know, this upcoming class and saw some of the players that they have, and I mean, just it, they're going everywhere. And it's amazing, and obviously you and I talked about it. Now the coaching staff is more on the same page. The first time that they went out, they didn't have this guy. Now they're all on staff. Everybody has one objective, like you said. They're using the logo and the history, but at the same time, they have some pretty darn good recruiters on that staff and good coaches too.
Yeah, I think they walked in the door feeling like they were roughly 6 months behind on the 2019 kids. But they did an excellent job over the entire spring season, about 25 days of getting multiple kids in on almost a daily basis. So I think they've made up a lot of ground, and it's helped them kind of define who's on the board for them as far as guys that are showing mutual interest in them.
Chris Knee joining us, Knowles 247. The other day, spring game, obviously, a lot of people in town, and the recruits came out. I'm looking at some of the names of the players that attended. Also, what impressed me is a lot of the alumni. I mean, every other picture, you're seeing somebody. We saw Snoop Minnis and everybody, and Samuel and everybody. Talk about how much of a difference that makes for some of these young kids to mingle with some of the greats of the past.
Well, I described it this morning as almost a family reunion at FSU this past weekend. I mean, it was fun. It was a joyous occasion. It was loose. It was enjoyable. They had 250 to 300 former players there. And some of those guys, you know, the Deons of the world, Charlie Ward, Derek Brooks, Delvin Cook here recently, Devontae Freeman, guys like that, they have instant value with kids, instant cred with kids. You know, DB showed up on campus. They want pictures with Deion Sanders, and he obliged them. He took photos with guys. So it certainly helps FSU get an extra foot in the door when they have alumni that carries that kind of weight, that set of standards for the program.
And they're that open to doing things, you know. I mean, in every college has to have. I mean, every school has to have alumni do that. I mean, I know back in the day, Miami used to have their alumni come back and, you know, they have an NFL Sunday off or, you know, that weekend off, and they'll come and roam the sideline. It's huge because you see a kid who is probably in elementary school when they were doing their thing at that certain school. Now here they are in college, and these guys are talking right to them. I mean, I know it's a huge thrill for a lot of them. You could see it in their faces. I mean, especially like in Miami, especially when a Michael Irvin, who's still very visible because, you know, he's on TV and everybody, you know, watches a lot of the things. A lot of the kids never even came close to watching him play. But at the same time, that respect factor is, oh, there's Michael Irvin. Like, they were like us. They were around to see him play. That's how they look at it. And the importance of it, whether it be here, Florida, FSU, anywhere, I think is great because, like you said, here's Deion Sanders, which everybody knows. I mean, from anything. Yeah. And here he is stopping to take a portrait with somebody. Just, hey, look at, you know, to put on your phone, put on your social media. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, Willie's done a very good job of quickly building a bridge to those guys and making them feel welcomed and opening the program up. And him doing such a good job with Coach Bowden of getting him re-involved in the program obviously pays off with all those guys that predate 2010 that played for Coach Bowden. Yeah. If Coach Bowden's around, those guys want to be around him. So he's done a great job in a very short period of making that a thing. And then with even recent guys that played for Coach Fisher, you know, Jameis was hanging out for a week. Jameis took photos with the number one recruit in the nation on the field in Doak. You know, moments like that, those are
that don't help.
Moments that kids on church. Yeah,
that don't help much. But, you know, as we're speaking with Chris Nee, analyst for Knowles 247, you also take a look at those guys that came back and how much they want that. You know, there's nothing better to be sitting around on a Sunday in Dubuque, Iowa, and saying, boy, those Seminoles, man. You see them yesterday? I mean, people like that. People want to have a little brag about them. And as you mentioned, some of the athletes that were there, and when Bobby Bowden comes out, I mean, look how much respect he has. I mean, generations and generations of football talent that went to FSU, and the fans and the students and everybody that grew up with him, and to have him show up at practice and just hang out with the guys, and those guys loved him. I mean, you look at the faces on, you know, guys like Warwick Dunn when he's around him. You take a look at somebody like Stanford Samuels or anybody who played, mm-hmm. Willie Jones, and it's just so much respect, and I think that's huge, and whoever the PR guy is behind all this, doing a great job.
Well, I think Willie's kind of the one leading the charge, to be perfectly honest. I think he's somebody that, you know, his integral years of playing football were very much the 90s FSU football teams. And he was sort of a fan of it. And I think he, to some degree, understands how important that history is for what this program is as a whole.
You know, when we take a look at it, and as we get closer to this coming season, are there battles still going on? You know, for positions that haven't been won in the spring that you think maybe will kind of carry over into the first week of August?
Definitely, I think the quarterback position is still up for grabs. I think Blackman's your odds-on favorite, but I don't think he put it away. Hawkman did a good job competing. We'll see what comes of DeAndre Francois. He needs to get things in order off the field as well as getting healthy on the field. The running back position, it doesn't really matter who starts. They've got three or four guys they can rely upon. You know, everybody knows about Patrick and Akers from last year, but Kalen Laybourne made himself known. You know, Under Armour MVP. That did nothing for a year, and then here he is busting out. Receiver, they need guys to step up. Tamorian Terry has shown signs. DJ Matthews is ready to be what DJ is. Anybody that follows recruiting has known DJ for a long time. Yep. They still need other bodies at that position. Their O-line, to be perfectly honest, is sort of a mess. They had a lot of injuries up front during the spring, so they didn't really get to figure out a clear picture of who the main five guys are for them. I think that's a spot where they're really going to have to figure out who their two tackles are. Derek Kelly has a shot, but he's more of a guard. Josh Ball is probably currently their right tackle, but they don't really have a defined left tackle, and that's such an important position.
Yes.
Tight end Trey McKitty stepped up. He's probably your number one. Nazir Upshur has also made his presence known. He's probably your number two at that position. On a defensive line, they're loaded. As much as their O-line is struggling right now, their D-line's really good. The interior is led by DeMarcus Christmas, but they've got 6 to 8 bodies that you can rely upon in the middle there. Fred Jones from down your way has really become a solid, consistent player. A guy who mirrors his coach, Odell Higgins, a great deal with the way he plays the game of football. Defensive end, Brian Burns, going to lead the charge. He looks like a guy that's definitely in a contract year, ready to do it. Linebacker, they had to figure a lot of things out. They've had a few guys emerge. DeKalen Brooks is a kid that took a big leap. Derek Brooks' son, he doesn't like that being said about him, but he is Derek Brooks' son. He's a guy that took a big leap forward. He'll play the star position for them in this defense. I think he's going to end up being a starter for them. He certainly is going to be a guy that they rely upon, even if he doesn't start. And the secondary, once again, a lot of talent, not super deep right now, but they got some reinforcements coming in. Asante Samuel is a guy who I think could be a day one impact guy for them at corner as a second teamer. You know, you got Stanford Samuels on one side, Levante Taylor on the other. At the safety position, you got Hampson Azardine, Cyrus Fagan, a couple other guys back there you can rely upon. And then Jaden Woodby, who was a true freshman, enrollee. He had a spectacular spring, and he capped it off with arguably the best defensive game of anybody on Saturday.
Tell you what, like I said, Florida State, if they had some more, probably a more mature quarterback last year, they could add a 2-3, maybe even 4 wins to what went on. And they didn't go anywhere. I looked at that roster for the last couple of years, and yeah, they were deficient, like you said, offensive line, but a lot of teams are. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a lot of teams in that same dilemma as we turn the corner. Miami, definitely one of them down here. They have a depth problem as well. So, I mean, it's not just Florida State, but those things can shore up pretty quickly. Good coaching at both schools. So I'm looking forward to it, Chris. I appreciate you giving us a little rundown of what's going on. I know that, Willie Taggart's the real deal, man. I mean, no matter where he's been, followed him in high school, Western Kentucky, USF, Oregon, and now here he's here to stay. He's one of those guys. I don't think he's cares about the NFL. He cares about being home, and that's where he's at. He's in a Sunshine State and doing a great job. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time.
All right, Blue, take it easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.